This week, in conjunction with it finally receiving a long-awaited release from Nintendo, the absolutely fantastic and endearing Earthbound gets its due turn. Released on the Super Nintendo in 1995, Earthbound is one of Nintendo's most celebrated cult hits. It failed to reach a wide audience at launch, but has since become one of the company's most sought-after titles, and online auction prices for the cartridges have skyrocketed over the years. Of course, the primary reason for this was Nintendo's consistent disinterest in releasing it here, or even acknowledging its existence, apart from cameos in the Super Smash Bros. Series, at least until very recently. While it's not exactly clear why Nintendo held this beloved RPG behind closed doors for so long, many theories have erupted from its fans, and while the issue is likely multifaceted, one of the most commonly cited reasons is the supposed legal issues surrounding the soundtrack. Hirokazu Tanaka and Keiichi Suzuki both helmed the music here, and their work, while wonderful and unique, heavily references and samples music from the likes of the Beatles, Chuck Berry, and The Who, among countless others. This is by no means a sign of laziness or bad intention on the part of the composers. But even with good intentions, the legality of these references has gotten hazy over the years, as the music industry grows increasingly vigilant of potential copyright infringement. Nonetheless, the game was released without any changes, so it seems that Nintendo trusts that it's safe from such dangers. And it's a good thing, too, because changing the Earthbound soundtrack would be a tragedy. Often cited as one of the best game soundtracks of all time, Earthbound offers an incredibly rich, emotional palette, from which it paints an extensive atmosphere. While certainly quirky and bizarre, the tracks found in this game marry location with emotion perfectly, all the while pulling from cultural context. While this can be fun music to listen to on its own, the full effect is only served by the game itself, so do yourself a favor and play this one. It's one of those rare games that has such a passionate soul giving it life. Here's the music that plays near the beginning. It's the theme to Ness's home, and it helps to establish the comforting nature of family and upbringing, much like the themes to most Pokemon hometowns. Deeper in the adventure, a character finds his way to the party by using a flying orb called the Skyrunner. The song attached to this event was also quite soothing, and it happens to be the aforementioned connection to The Who, as its resemblance to Won't Be Fooled Again is more than a little suspicious. Thank you. But being an RPG, this game has a lot of battles, and those battles have to, of course, have some pretty catchy themes, lest the fighting grow dull. Luckily, Earthbound shows some of its greatest variation amongst its different fight songs. Here's a nice selection. Paula, the psychic girl kidnapped by cultists, has a great theme to her name. Perhaps my favorite Earthbound track. I have more remixes of the song than I know what to do with, but I'll just go ahead and play the original. The towns, too, have some great themes to go along with them, and one of my favorite has to be the first, Onet. Thank you. Now, one of my favorite aspects of Earthbound is the Runaway Five, an in-game band that helps Ness on his journey. Striking a resemblance to the Blues Brothers, these guys play some great music throughout the game. Here's a couple of the best. While still enjoyable, many songs from Earthbound reverberate and wobble in ways that most video game music from this era never dared to. It's all so delightfully weird. Here's Summer's theme to give you a taste. Thank you. Well, it's time to wind down this episode. So I'll give you one last great piece. It's called Journey Home, and it's earthbound in its purest form. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. There's so much music to cover in this game, and I'm sad that we only got to have a small taste. Like I said, the best way to experience the music is just to play the game. Anyways, I hope you'll join me again in 2 weeks for another adventure through some of the greatest video game music of all time. Thanks for listening.